Judge Thaddeus Kowalski says certain lawyers did a lot of business in his courtroom. One man, he says, handled half the cases before him. When courthouse sheriffs confirmed the man was hustling clients, Kowalski says he realized the lawyer collected his fees from the money his clients put up for bond. Kowalski stopped turning over bond money to the attorney, whom he says soon disappeared from his courtroom. The jury laughed as Kowalski explained his reward. Within 3 weeks after telling his boss about the crackdown, Kowalski says he was transferred. Judge Murphy has testified he never noticed hustlers, and while he admits he did hear rumors of the problem, he says he felt powerless to stop it. Also on the stand today, four former assistant state's attorneys who used to practice in Murphy's courtroom. All said a small group of regulars who often tried cases before Murphy had so much success they were known as miracle workers. And they all testified that Murphy had a reputation as a dishonest judge. That wraps up a full week of testimony in which Judge Murphy vehemently denied taking bribes, either from hustlers or to fix cases. Though tape-recorded conversations with attorneys include veiled references to bribes, no one ever clearly mentions money to Murphy. Closing arguments in the case are set for Tuesday. From the Dirksen Federal Building, I'm Arch Halperin.